If you are currently in a draining job that you don't like, but you're not sure what move to make next because you have multiple options in front of you, whether it's multiple job opportunities or you're considering starting a business or you're considering taking time off, you're just not sure which of multiple paths to take, then keep listening because in this episode, I'm breaking down exactly how to pick a specific path when you have multiple options that you can pivot into to finally be fulfilled in your career again.
Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for professional women ready to leave miserable jobs, stop being overlooked, and land higher paying roles they're excited about without compromising who they are. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from feeling unfulfilled and stuck at work to thriving in a career I've loved for over 10 years. Along the way, the professional awards, $3 million federal grant, and textbook I wrote are some evidence of the impact I've been able to have, all while building a coaching business to help women like you find fulfillment and have impact in their careers. Inside my programs, Find Your Fulfilling Career and Next Level Career, I guide women to clarify their path, land dream jobs, and negotiate salary increases with faith and confidence. Whether you're ready to leave a soul-sucking job or advance into your next level role, you're in the right place. Together, we'll uncover what's holding you back and help you step confidently into the career and life God has for you. Let's dive in.
Before we get started, if you are in a job that's draining you and you want to pivot into something that actually excites you while increasing your salary, I am opening enrollment for Find Your Fulfilling Career, my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. And this round, I'm including 3 brand new bonuses, including a one-on-one pivot call with me. I'll share all the details at the end, but I wanted to give you a heads up. So for now, let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. Today, we're talking about how to pivot your careers when you are in a position when you have multiple options. So if you haven't listened to the last episode of the podcast, I definitely recommend that you do because in that episode, I shared some of the reasons why you might feel stuck in a job that you hate. And that being said, sometimes you feel stuck in a job that you don't like or a job that's draining you because you think that you have too many options. And so you're not sure what direction to go in. You've done the work, you have figured out what you're interested in, you know the skills that are transferable, and you're like, okay, but I have 2, 3, even 4 different directions that I could go. Like, you have multiple paths. And so then you feel frozen because you're asking yourself, what if I pick the wrong path? What if I waste time going down the wrong path? What if one of these is like the best option and I miss out on it? You essentially have FOMO over a path that you haven't picked yet. And so that leaves you feeling frozen, feeling scared, and feeling overwhelmed. So in this episode, I want to break down exactly how you can make a decision when you are in a position where you have multiple good options in your career, but you're just not sure, you know, which direction to go. So the first thing that is important for you to consider is, why do you think that you have multiple options? And I know that can sound weird, but I think that you can have done some of the work and thought to yourself what you don't like about the job you're in and what you want to do instead. And you might be saying, okay, but I'm qualified for 3 different things. And the question I would ask then is, are they all legit options? Like, are they all actually valid options that you can pivot into, that you are qualified for, that you will be happy in? Or are you experiencing career shiny object syndrome? Maybe you saw someone else doing something and you thought to yourself, oh, I can do that. Let me jump in the game. So why do you think you have multiple options? And do you actually factually, in fact, have multiple options? And I definitely want to help you discern if you do have multiple options. And so I came up with sort of 3 different types of options that you can have when you're trying to pivot careers. And I think that this can help you discern, like, just take a moment and think through all the pathways you're considering, right? Maybe you're considering starting a business and 2 other corporate jobs, or joining somebody else's business. Maybe you just have options that you think are all options. Well, there are 3 sort of buckets of options, I would say, that your options could go into. And so here's how I want you to think about them. First, I call these your real options, okay? So real options are opportunities that you are actually qualified for and can realistically pivot into. So when you look at these options, you have the transferable skills for them. There is a clear path to entry into these roles. You can actually even see yourself doing the work day to day. It is realistic. Like if you put your head down and did the work, you could be in that option and be happy in that option in the next like few months. Then the second bucket are what I call fantasy options. So with these ones, you like the idea of this job, but maybe you haven't researched what it actually takes to be in the role. And I'm saying job, but I'm also thinking about the fact that when I work with women, sometimes the reason why they think they have multiple options is because they're considering, should I stay in corporate versus should I start a business? So I want you to just assume that this is all lumped in together. So for example, if you're thinking of starting a business, when I say fantasy option, have you actually researched what it would take to start the business? Do you need capital? Do you have the schedule? But same with the job. Do you have the qualifications? Do you have a plan to get any qualifications that you don't have? Have you actually researched, again, what it takes to be successful in that pathway? So if you don't have those things, I call them a fantasy option where it's just that you like the idea of the job, but you haven't actually done the work that you need to do to figure out if you can actually pivot into this pathway. And then the third and final option is what I call the fear-based options. So these are options for your career path that feel safe because it is familiar to what you're already doing. But deep down, you already know that it won't make you happy. You will not be fulfilled. You will not be satisfied. You would not be excited in this pathway. And I can use myself as an example for this one. When I think of when I was pivoting from counseling, and this was before I became a professor, I was trying to decide between counseling. I had considered becoming a school counselor director because I had been working as a school counselor. So at this point, I had worked as a school counselor. I had worked as a career counselor and I was finishing up my PhD. And so I had options. I thought I could be a school counselor director. So go back to the school districts and work for a district and supervise school counselors. And then I thought, well, okay, I could also be a director of career services because I had been working in a career services agency and I had the skills and the ability to become a director. And then there was obviously the professor path. Now, honestly, school counseling director, career services director, those were my safe options. I was considering those candidly because they felt comfortable. I knew that I could snap up one of those jobs easily. Being a professor was like my stretch option. And I didn't think that I really had the skills to be successful. I didn't think that I could successfully do enough research to actually get tenured. And so that professor path felt kind of scary to me. And so fear-based option was, okay, I'm just going to be a school counselor supervisor. I'm just going to be a career services director. But I didn't go with the fear-based options because I knew that they wouldn't work for me, even though I could land those jobs. So I ended up, as if you've never heard my story before, I was a professor for 7 years. So I ended up going down that path and I was successful. But that's what I mean by you might have multiple options. I had multiple options when I was wrapping up my PhD. I had really four different options that I could do, which was school counselor, supervisor, career services director, professor, and business owner. And so I had to really think through, okay, which of these were real options? Which of these were fantasy options? Which of these were fear-based options? And then make a decision about, are these actual factual pathways I can take? So that's how I want you to think about it is, first and foremost, you might be feeling stuck because you're like, oh, I have different directions that I can go. I have different options available to me. Let's first ask yourself, are these legit options? Are these actual valid options for you? Or is it that two are fantasy options and one is a real option, in which case then you really only have one option because the other two are fantasy options? And if you are listening to me and you're thinking, well, I genuinely don't know if my options are real or not, you don't maybe know how to evaluate if you have the skills or the qualifications to research jobs to see what you're actually qualified for, this is exactly what we do in the very first module of my Career Clarity and Job Search Coaching Program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. So in FYFC, we use my visa framework to help you identify your values, identify your interests, identify your skills, your transferable skills, and then research aligned careers and jobs so that you can narrow down the real career options that actually fit who you are. And then we use my proprietary research method to decode job descriptions. Like, I help you understand a job description to know exactly which roles you're qualified for without needing a new degree or certification. And so if this is a step that you're thinking, okay, I need help here, you should definitely go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about the program and sign up for the upcoming free training. Now, once you have figured out what options are available, the next thing that I want you to ask yourself is, do they all have equal opportunity for success? So you figured out what your options are. Maybe you're like, okay, yes, I do have 2 to 3 real options available to me. Okay, your next question then is, will I be equal? Let me back up and say, your next step would be to think, do I have an equal opportunity to be successful in all of these? You have to define success for yourself and not how the world defines success. I think a lot of us often fall into the trap of keeping up with the Joneses. So we're looking at what other people are doing and calling that successful. Somebody is making 6 figures, so we think we have to make 6 figures to be happy. Somebody bought a car, so we think we have to buy a car to be happy. Somebody bought a house, so we think we have to buy a house to be happy. And you know what? Candidly, I fell into this trap. I remember when I very first time when I moved to St. Louis, and I remember saying to my husband, you know what? I want us to buy a home because I did the typical, if I'm going to pay rent, I might as well pay rent to myself. Rent is throwing money away. I've been paying rent. I don't want to do it anymore. And then I bought a house. And let me tell you, I regret that decision. I really do. I'm not going to lie. And I've said this to friends before. I understand the desire to own property. I do. And I did. But there are so many hidden costs to home ownership that people don't tell you about. Not to mention, which I spent a lot of money. I put a lot of money into that home. And I'm like, if I had put all that money I put into that home into the stock market, I would have so much more money now. But, you know, my husband has definitely helped me see things differently. It was still an investment. We are going to make some return on it. My point here, though, is I fell into that trap without fully doing my research. I didn't really look into things like taxes and repairs and what I would be responsible for. I just assumed the next step of, oh, I have a big girl job, I should buy a home. That's what I mean by not letting the world define success for you. Just an example of what I experienced. So really think to yourself, what does success mean? And because I want you to come out of the money trap and just looking at success from a financial lens, there are 4 metrics that I think of as your success metrics. Okay. I'm going to give you 4 ways to define if each role has equal opportunity for success. So what you're going to do is, let's say you have 3 job options. For all 3 of them, you're going to take each job option and rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 for each of these 4 metrics. The first metric is joy. Will this opportunity energize me or drain me? It's really that simple. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being 0 joy, 10 being absolute joy, will this opportunity energize me or drain me? Your second success metric is money. Will this opportunity support my financial goals? Again, scale of 1 to 10. 1, it will not support my goals. 10, it will support my goals. Your third success metric is faith. Does this opportunity align with who God created me to be? Does this opportunity align with who God created me to be? And the final success metric is impact. Will I be able to make the kind of meaningful difference that I want to make in my career with this opportunity? Will I be able to make the kind of meaningful difference that I want to make in my career with this opportunity? So the 4 success metrics are joy, money, faith, and impact. And then I want you to ask yourself, which of those 4 metrics matters the most to you right now in this season of life? Because let's say you are in a lot of debt right now that you want to get out of, then finance might have a higher importance for you right now than the other three. Same thing with maybe level. Maybe you are at a level in your career where you've been at the same level for like 4 to 5 years, and you're just thinking, you know what? I'm ready to be a supervisor. I'm ready to be a manager. I'm ready to have more of a voice and to be more influential. Then impact might be a more important metric to you right now. If you're feeling really disconnected from the Lord and you're thinking, you know what? My life right now is just so busy. I don't feel like I feel God's presence. I'm so disconnected. Then faith might be a bigger success metric. Right. So the goal is, yes, these are four success metrics, but they're not all going to have equal importance to you in your life right now. And there's no wrong answer. It's literally just what makes sense for you in this season of life. And this was something that I had to think through also, because if I think of, again, my second career, because the first career pivot was from healthcare data entry to counselor. So when I think of my second pivot from counselor to professor, remember I said I had options and I had to think through them. Being a professor would have given me more impact and joy. Being a director of career services would have given me more finance, like financial success, and being a school counselor supervisor would have given me more impact. And at that phase in my life, impact and joy mattered more to me even than finances, because candidly, if I had gone the director of career services route, I would have earned more money than I did going the professor route. But at that point in my life, the way I was defining success was by the level of impact I would have been able to have. And God willing, I eventually went on to have literally, actually, all four of these through the professor route. Like, I didn't know that before I went into the role, but getting into the role, I had more joy, more money, more impact, and my faith strengthened. Okay, you still have multiple options that you can pivot into, and you're trying to figure out which one makes the most sense. Well, the question is, do they have equal opportunities for success? And the way to define success is through finance, faith, impact, and joy, and rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 to just see which of these has a higher success metric. And then another metric that I want you to use to determine which opportunity makes the most sense for you to pivot into is think about your goals. Okay. I want you to think about which opportunity most aligns with your current goals. And there are three life goal categories that I want you to consider: your financial goals, your lifestyle goals, and your legacy goals. Let me say that again: financial goals, lifestyle goals, and legacy goals. Some examples. Let's say financial goals can sound like things like, I want to buy a home, I want to pay off debt, I want to build my savings, I want to support my family, I want to pay for extracurricular activities for the kids. Those are some finance goals. Lifestyle goals might be things like, I just want more flexibility, more location freedom, I want more work-life balance, I want to be able to spend more time with my kids. I remember I once worked with a client, and one of her lifestyle goals was, I just want to be there when my clients go to bed. So back then, she was in a job where she was commuting about 2 hours each way to her work, which meant when she woke up, she wasn't there for her kids, and when she came home, they had already gone to bed. And she's like, I'm sick of missing bedtime. That was a lifestyle goal. And then legacy goals might be more things like, I want to shape the way an organization is developed. I want to become an expert in a specific skill set. I want to break generational patterns in my family. I want to secure a certain career title. And that's making me think of like a legacy goal that I kind of had was, I wanted to become a tenured professor, because I found out that only 2% of tenured professors in the US are Black women. And so when I found that, I was like, you know what? I want to change that number. I want to contribute to that number and become a Black woman who's a tenured professor. That was a legacy goal. I also wanted to shape a program. That was a legacy goal. So just thinking about things like that, of what are the goals that you have right now across your finances, your lifestyle, and your legacy? And does one of these opportunities meet those goals better than the other? So to recap real quick, if you have multiple opportunities that you are trying to pivot into, your steps are to first ask, are your options all legit? Then, do you have equal opportunities for success across all these legit options? And which of these legit options gets you to your most important goals the fastest? Now, I also want to mention a note here about goals, which is, you don't have to work on all your goals at once. And I'm very much a person who believes that life happens in seasons. So ask yourself, what matters the most to you right now in this season of your life? If I think of when I pivoted from healthcare data entry to counselor, my most important goal, success metric, was joy. I wanted to be happy because I was miserable. Then when I went from counselor to professor, impact was the most important for me. I wanted to have more impact in my career. Right now, as I'm pivoting from professor to business owner, lifestyle is most important. I have personal lifestyle goals that requires a different lifestyle than I could have being a professor. So you can prioritize which goals matters to you now, keeping in mind that just because you're not actively working on a goal right now doesn't mean you're not going to be working on it passively, or that there won't be other times in your life where you can make that the active goal you're focused on. So if you're really struggling and you're thinking, okay, but I want finance, I want lifestyle, I want legacy, you got to learn to prioritize. That's just really what it comes down to. Prioritize what makes sense to you right now. And so once you've answered those three questions, right? Are they legit? Can I be successful? What are my goals? Then you need to just make a move. That's like the last big step, is make a move. You can do all the things I said before. You can get clarity on which option makes the most sense. And you can do all that and still feel stuck in your career because you'd never actually make a move and pivot. That is your perfectionism at work. Okay. You are waiting for everything to be perfect. You're waiting to make the perfect decision. You're waiting to, you know, make the right decision and not feel fear. No. Just make a good enough decision right now. Okay. You are not choosing your forever career. You're choosing your next career for this season of your life. Let me say that again. You are not choosing your forever career. You're choosing your next career for this season of your life. A lot of times, the reason why it can be so hard to make a career decision is because in our head, we make that decision so big. We're thinking, oh, I'm going to be in this job for the next 10, 12, 15 years, so I can't get it wrong. No, you're going to be in that job for the next 2 years. Just focus on 2 years. And then what happens in the next 2 years? And then the next 2 years? Take away the pressure of making a perfect decision so that you can actually just move. Because what I see happening is you end up sitting in reflection, like you're reflecting, you're getting clarity, you're journaling, you're praying, you're waiting for clarity. But clarity comes with action. You need to have data to actually inform your decision making, and you will not have data until you take action. Meaning, you can sit there wondering, is this the right job? Is this the wrong job? But until you're actually in the opportunity, you will not know if it was right or wrong. You need to take action, make a move, get some data about if this was the right move or not, and then iterate from there, right? Then, okay, what's next? Do I need to stay on this path because it works? Or do I need to go on a different path? That's fine. But you need data to inform your decision making. Another thing I'll say is, a lot of times, some of the reasons why you might be afraid to then make the move is, I talked about this at the beginning of this episode, you might have FOMO, fear of missing out. You're like, oh, I have three options. If I pick one, I'll miss out on the other two. Look, every yes that you say to something is a no to something else. In every area of your life, it doesn't matter what it is. If I say yes to staying in bed late, I'm saying no to working out. If I say yes to eating healthy, I'm saying no to desserts. If I say yes to buying a car, I'm saying no to taking public transportation everywhere. Every yes means there's a no somewhere else. You have to be okay with that. If you have multiple options that you can pivot into, you have to be okay with saying no to some of them. That's just the natural order of decision making. And that's the only way you can move past the FOMO that you have. You also, and this one was a big one for me, you have to trust that you can't ruin God's plan for your life. Like, if you are a person of faith, if you're a Jesus lover, trust that God will redirect you if you're off course. And this one was a big, big, big one for me. When I was pivoting from counseling to professor, remember I said I had multiple options. I cannot tell you how many times I prayed to the Lord God, I want you to just tell me what job to take. God, help me make the right choice. Lord, what direction should I go in? God, I don't know what decision to make. God, shall I be a professor or shall I go to career services? Lord, give me clarity. Lord, help me see. Girl, he ain't show me. He did not. But I will tell you what he told me. I remember it so clearly. I just felt in my spirit. The Holy Spirit said, you don't have the power to close the doors God has opened for you. And that just brought me peace. I was like, okay, I'm just going to make a decision and believe that I don't have the power to close the doors the Lord has opened for me. Until today, I live my life by that motto. If I'm anguishing between decisions, it's like, you know what, God, I'm like a little child. I'm just going to jump and I know you're going to catch me one way or the other. You're going to catch me. I might fall a long time before you catch me, or you're going to catch me right away. But look, I'm not going back and forth, wasting energy, being anguished. Here's the decision, Lord. I pray that it aligns. That's just me. Because till today, I'm not one of those people where I'm like, the Lord told me this is the path to take. I don't hear him like that. That's just not what our relationship has been like. And so I just had to trust that I did not have the power to ruin the plans that he had for me. And that allowed me to just make a move. It allowed me to just make a decision and move. And so I just want to offer that to you. If it gives you hope and the courage to make a move, pick the option with the highest success metrics, pick the option that meets your goals and just move. And I keep saying move because inside my Career Clarity and Job Search Coaching Program, FYFC, I teach something called taking decisive action. And I'm saying this because, and this is part of why I'm recording this podcast, making career decisions can often feel really overwhelming, especially when you have multiple options, which can cause you to just stay stuck in a loop. And so you have to practice and develop the skill of taking decisive action. You make a decision and you take action. You make a decision and you take action. Because whether you realize it or not, you are always making decisions. The difference is, are you making passive decisions versus active decisions? Because when you avoid making a decision, you're still choosing, but it's a passive choice, right? Like you are opting to maintain the status quo in your life and your career by doing nothing. Meanwhile, an active decision allows you to make deliberate choices where you can actually take control of your career and move forward intentionally. So I created a formula. Well, first of all, I talk about the skill called taking decisive action. And then I created a model for my clients called the MOVE model that helps you take decisive action, because it's really important that you get in the driver's seat in your career, right? You have to stop letting your career passively happen to you. It's like you're unhappy. You're not making enough money. You're miserable, but you're just letting it happen. You have to take decisive action in how you control your career direction. So I'm going to just talk you through very quickly the MOVE framework. I go into this and teach this in more detail inside my program, but I do think it will be helpful for you in thinking about how do you just make a move when you have multiple options. The M is mindset shift. So just start by figuring out, you know, are there any limiting beliefs that you have that are keeping you stuck? Are there any fears that you have that are keeping you in overthinking? Just shift your mindset. Then the O is own the outcome. So once you have shifted your mindset and you have clarity about which option, you know, has the highest success metric and meets your goals, then just make a decision. Owning the outcome is about just fully committing to your choice and taking responsibility for the outcome, knowing that you can always adjust later. This is where you're just like, you know what? I own it. Whatever happens, happens. I know it came out of the decision that I made. I'm going to get some data and then I'm going to adjust as I go. And this is where the V comes in, validate with data. Now that you've made a decision, you can gather real world feedback. How did it make you feel? What happened? What were the outcomes? Get data, see how it's working. And then the E is evaluate and adjust. And data is so important because, in my opinion, the only wrong decision is the one that you don't make. Every other decision you make gives you data that you can act on. Whether it worked out the way you wanted it to or not, you now have information to then evaluate and adjust. Based on the data you've gathered, decide if you want to stay on this path or go on a different path. So that's how I want you to think through just moving through making a decision. Mindset shift, own the outcome, validate with data, and evaluate and adjust. And this is the way I came up with this model. Is I was thinking about my own self and my own career when I was putting together the curriculum for FYFC. And this is kind of how I thought through all of my pivots. So when I think about, I've made 3 pivots in my career so far. I'm currently in the process of making the 3rd one. I never had 100% clarity about the paths that I was selecting. I would say maybe max, I had like 70% clarity each time, but I moved. I just thought about, okay, which one makes the most sense for my goals? And then I made a decision. And each time I made a decision and I moved, I learned something about myself or about the career path that led to my next step. If I didn't just move, I would likely still be in my miserable healthcare data entry job now. So it's really important that you move from thinking, clarity, overthinking things, and actually move into taking decision, taking action so that you can collect data. And I'll be honest, making a move without strategy is definitely risky. And I don't want you to, you know, leave a job that you hate just to end up in another job that you hate because you didn't know how to evaluate if it was the right fit or not. That's why inside FYFC, I actually teach you my company audit process so that you can actually interview the company back and figure out if the culture, if the role, if the leadership is actually what you need right now in your career. I also teach you my target resume system and BDA interview system so you can position yourself as the right candidate for the role you want, not just any role, because strategy really does matter. When you're moving, yeah, I'm not just saying, you know, take a leap and jump. No. You need strategy. And if you don't have the right strategy, then yes, you can have a failed pivot. And that's why in FYFC, I give you the strategy to pivot successfully. So if you feel like you're listening to this and you don't have a strategy to help you move, I definitely encourage you to go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and learn more about how we can work together so I can help you put together a strategy to make a successful career pivot. Now, if one of your options is business, right? You feel stuck because you're wondering if you want to go into another corporate role or if you want to start a business. Personally, I don't believe it's an either or decision when it comes to a 9-to-5 job versus a business. I believe it is a both and decision. Because in my opinion, this is just my philosophy around business and starting a business. I believe that your job should be the first investor in your business, meaning your 9-to-5 salary should be the first thing that funds your business. And I think I believe that because that's the pathway I took. But there are very specific reasons why I think that. One, I think that when you have the protection and the benefit of having a full-time salary that's coming in, that's paying your bills, then you're able to experiment in your business without desperation. You can see what works. You can see what steps to take. You can see, you know, just what business you want to build. And you know, the bills are always paid. 2, you can say no to opportunities that are misaligned. Whether it's like early on in my business, FYFC, well, really Her Career Doctor, there were a few clients that I turned away because I just didn't think I could help them. I was like, we're not a good fit. And I felt okay doing that because my livelihood wasn't contingent on clients. And then finally, you can build sustainably. When you have a full-time salary coming in, you can slowly and sustainably build a business that you love and enjoy. Not to mention, having a full-time salary keeps you out of making fear-based decisions in your business. So I don't think that it's an either-or conversation. In fact, I've had multiple women come through my program FYFC, and the clarity they got helped them clarify what business to start. And I actually helped them set up things. I remember one client, I helped her develop her frameworks, develop her LinkedIn strategy, develop how to start building consulting clients. So we work on that in FYFC also. Not to mention, you might still want to land a job that you actually enjoy while you are building your business. And that is something that I can absolutely help you do inside my program, FYFC. So whether you want to build a business, whether you want to land a fulfilling job, you want more time with your family, you want more freedom, you want peace of mind, whatever it is you want, is probably something that I can help you do and achieve in FYFC. So I definitely encourage you to go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about how we can work together. And let me share one final thought before I wrap up. If you've heard all this and you're still thinking, I still don't know what option to pick, flip a coin. I'm serious. No, I'm serious. Flip a coin to decide. And the point of flipping a coin isn't to tell you what to do. But when you flip that coin, in the moment when the coin is coming down, pay attention to how you feel. Like, there's going to be like a, let's say you said, okay, option A is heads, option B is tails. When it comes up, maybe it comes up tails and you're disappointed. That tells you which opportunity you really wanted. Or if you're happy or excited, same difference. Sometimes it's just literally just flip a coin and see how you feel. And that will help you understand which opportunity you truly wanted. So there you have it, how to pivot into a new industry when you think you have multiple options. I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope those success metrics and the goals really helps you think through the different options you have. And if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to leave a review or a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. It truly does help the channel grow. Thank you again for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode. All right, let's talk about Find Your Fulfilling Career, or FYFC. If you're new here, FYFC is my 12-month career clarity and job search coaching program. It is designed for women who are stuck in draining, unfulfilling jobs and ready to pivot into work that actually excites them without starting over and without applying to hundreds of jobs. Inside this program, you will get crystal clear on your next career move using my visa framework, learn how to market yourself into a new role or industry, and land a higher paying job that aligns with your values and your life. My clients consistently increase their salaries by 25K, 55K, even 135K. They rediscover who they are, their skills, land jobs they actually thrive in, and finally have the work-life balance they've been craving. Now, here's what makes this round of enrollment different. This is the only time in 2026 that I am offering 3 fast action launch bonuses. If you enroll in FYFC during the 48-hour bonus window, you will get a one-on-one 90-minute career pivot call with me, where we're going to pick your target role, analyze a real job posting, and map out your exact transferable skills together. A done-for-you career pivot resume. I will personally write your new resume that positions you perfectly for your target industry, and a personalized interview question bank, which includes 10 custom questions with responses based on my proven frameworks to help you ace your pivot interview. These bonuses are not available at any other time and will speed up your pivot timeline by 2 months. So if you're ready to stop feeling stuck and start thriving in a career that actually fits who you are, go to findyourfulfillingcareer.com and register for the free live launch training, where I'll teach you my 3 proven strategies for successful career pivots and walk you through exactly how the program works. You have to be registered for the free training to qualify for the bonuses. Again, that URL is findyourfulfillingcareer.com. I can't wait to see you there.